Alleluia, 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 alleluia. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that the world may believe that you sent me, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory that you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am they also may be, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in me and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This whole series from the Gospel of John keeps making me want to sing Cuckoo Cachoo, because it gets very confusing. I apologize if I seem a bit distracted this morning. I'm leaving pretty much right after this to go to Davenport to bury my aunt, which is the reason I can't be with you all tonight, though there's something fitting about my aunt's death in as much as her name was Marcella, and today the church keeps the festival of Saints Marcellinus and Peter. I want to draw our attention for just a moment back to the epistle, or the reading from Acts. Because I think what's going on here with Paul is a good lesson for us in the work that we do here. So, Paul's in trouble, and it's one of these things, like with the Lord, where the accusations are false in spirit. The accusation, like the content's probably not so far off. Like, the problem is they did do what they said they did, but the people didn't want them to. But Paul's rhetorical move here, I think, is telling. So he recognizes that the Jews who are judging him are divided between the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And so he says, he first appeals to one over the other. I'm a Pharisee. My dad was a Pharisee. My granddaddy was a Pharisee. I'm part of y'all, not y'all. And he inflames you so much you turn against them, and then nobody has time or energy to be against me. I don't think that the reason that St. Luke records this for our benefit is so that we learn how to argue more effectively, but because he recognizes that even in those early days of the church, division is the sure sign of sin. Paul's not sowing seeds of division. He's simply recognizing what already exists. But he's also pushing, and who knows what happened after this event, he's pushing those Sadducees who are recalcitrant, unwilling to be formed, so locked into the law that they can't be shaped by the Spirit, he's pushing them to something more. I mean, if you have a kind of gradation, right, like you've got the Sadducees who effectively only accept the Torah, and then you've got the Pharisees who accept the rest of what we would recognize as the Old Testament, and then you've got us, right? And so the Sadducees are, in a sense, the furthest away from Paul, but it's not simply a question of content. In some ways, the Pharisees' argument, right, is deeply problematic, right? Well, what if a spirit revealed all this to him privately? then anything could be true if I could just say that a spirit revealed something to me. Like, this is not an effective way to make a point. But what Paul gets is that they'll never be able to buy what he's selling unless they fix what's wrong with them first. We'll never be able to attain the unity that the Lord promises unless we fix what's wrong with us first. And make no mistake, every one of us still got something bad wrong. That's why we're here.